This is Crimecast number one, and I'm not looking to make any friends with this audio. This is unfiltered, the raw, the stuff A&E and Court TV just won't bring you. You can't sell ads in between this stuff.
There are more victims out there. We would like them to give us a call.
Hello there, bitch. Are you comfortable right now? I doubt it. Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded. You are disoriented and scared too, I would imagine. Now let's start this off right. You're a slave. You've been snatched and brought here for us to train and use as a sex slave. It's not like you're going to have any choice about the matter. You've been taken by force, and you're going to be kept and used by force. Your only value to us is the fact that you have an attractive, usable body. You're going to be drugged up real heavy with a combination of sodium pentothal and phenobarbital. You won't remember this place, us, or what has happened to you. The thought of being brainwashed may not be appealing to you, and it's the lesser of two evils. I'm sure that you would prefer that in lieu of being strangled or having your throat cut. Well, I believe I've told you about everything that I can. Be smart and be a survivor. Have a nice day.
He told me I was under arrest for soliciting. And I just knew it was, he wasn't a cop, so I tried to get away. And he had the other hand, the other end of the handcuff. And his girlfriend came out of the camper, the bathroom part of the camper, and she shocked me with the cattle prod. I got both of my hands in the handcuff and shackled my legs. They took all my clothes off, and they put a leather thing over my head. It buckled around my neck, and it had a zipper for the mouth. It had no eyes, nothing, just a zipper. And they started driving. It took me to a little town about 3.5 hours away from my hometown where I was at. It was about 3.5 hours. They drove me over there. And they got me down, walked me into their trailer just to shut up. And I was going to have to deal with what they were going to do to me. Him put these tapes with cords all over my chest. And it was hooked up to a battery. And it would send shocks to my body. Fast ones, slow ones. Real hard.
911.
Yes, I'm calling for a young lady that ran into the house. She says she's just been raped. She's got a chain on her and everything. Send someone right away. This lady's naked and everything else.
And how long has she been chained up and stuff?
Where you been?
Is it Friday? Saturday?
She said they've been holding her for 3 days.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know.
The police are coming. The police are coming.
They're coming. They're coming. During those 3 years, I had been having nightmares, but I couldn't put anything together. I had had dreams before of the knife and handcuffs and duct tape. The FBI came up and talked to me, and they wanted pictures of my legs because I have tattoos, and that was in the video that this guy had taken. So that's how they identified me. When we got to the house, I remember I was sitting on the couch. They left and went back behind me down the hall. And when they came back, one of them sat beside me and held a knife to my throat. And the other one knelt in front of me and handcuffed me and put duct tape over my eyes and my mouth. Then they put a dog collar on me and a leash. And that's all I remember at that time.
He took me and he, you know, of course he kidnapped me, put me in total isolation, removed all my clothes, controlled when I ate, controlled when I went to the bathroom. The only person I saw or spoke to was him, and or his wife was there sometimes, but him. And he incorporated torture, and later rape and everything else that came along with it. And over a period of time, you know, you get control of this person. You break their will and you get control.
When I was 20 years old, I was hitchhiking to go see a friend. Along came this young family, and I decided that this was a safe ride, and I accepted the ride. They pulled over on a dirt road, and he proceeded to jump in the back seat and stick a knife up to my throat. He handcuffed me, he blindfolded me, he gagged me. And then he had a homemade constructed box that was insulated. He stuck that over my head so that everything, if I screamed, it was muffled, and so that I couldn't hear or see anything. They removed all my clothing. They tortured me. They placed me in a box. I was let out on an average of once a day to eat and drink and to use a bedpan. He would torture me, would hang me from the rafters in the basement. He would whip me. It was horrible. I had to learn how to survive every minute of every day. And people question, why didn't I leave? But there's more to understanding why I didn't leave. Above all, I got out alive.
Hello there, bitch. Are you comfortable right now? I doubt it. Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded. You are disoriented and scared too, I would imagine. Now let's start this off right. You're a slave. You've been snatched and brought here for us to train and use as a sex slave. It's not like you're going to have any choice about the matter. You've been taken by force, and you're going to be kept and used by force. Your only value to us is the fact that you have an attractive, usable body. You're going to be drugged up real heavy with a combination of sodium pentothal and phenobarbital. You won't remember this place, us, or what has happened to you. The thought of being brainwashed may not be appealing to you, and it's the lesser of two evils. I'm sure that you would prefer that in lieu of being strangled or having your throat cut. Well, I believe I've told you about everything that I can. Be smart and be a survivor. Have a nice day.
Rapists?
Rapists. Yes, rapists. You see, they sneak up behind you. They grab you and drag you into the woods. And then they have their way with you.
More than you're gonna have. Get your hands off.
Hey, listen, fucking cunt. Listen to me. Now, don't make me fucking have to hurt you. You hear me?
Yeah.
Don't make me fucking have to hurt you.
Okay.
Now, my advice to you is you fucking relax, spread your legs, and earn your money. You hear me? You hear me, horse?
What's your name? Huh?
Sandra.
Sandra the whore. Right?
Right.
Say Sandra the whore.
Sandra the whore.
There's a good
going to fuck up your face, baby. Of course, it's so fucked up already, it probably won't even matter.
Fucking whore. You understand? Do you? See, if I got my fucking cock in you, fucking whore.
Me? Do you agree? Shut up! Shut up. Shut your fucking mouth and stop crying! Stop crying, cunt. You just disgust me. You know that? You fucking just disgust the fucking shit out of me.
Rapists?
Rapists. Yes, rapists. You see, they sneak up behind you. They grab you and drag you into the woods. And then they have their way with you.
Rapists?
Rapists. Yes, rapists. You see, they sneak up behind you. They grab you and drag you into the woods. And then they have their way with you.
More than you're gonna have. Get your hands off.
You're a dirty, filthy, disgusting, fucking whore.
There are more victims out there. We would like them to give us a call. There are more victims out there. We would like them to give us a call. We would like them to give us a call. Give us a call.
The Evil Now Crime Cast, brought to you by EvilNow.com and hosted on CrimeAndCookies.com.